Matt Devlin is our Raptors play-by-play voice on Sportsnet. Matt Devlin joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. That was just a comprehensive beatdown. I mean, you go through the stats at halftime, and the Raptors statistically were, I mean, dominant doesn't even begin to describe the statistical story in that first half. And it just continued. Cleveland goes in that 12-2 run, but I mean, the Raptors, they just kept rolling.
Yeah, it was truly, I think, unexpected for anybody that went into that building last night to expect that, especially considering, as you mentioned earlier, Cleveland's coming off of a 28-point loss. They arrive in Toronto. They have a lengthy film session on Tuesday. They have a couple of days of practice. But, you know, this is a team, the Cavaliers, that they're still trying to figure things out. It was Isaiah Thomas's first start. Mm-hmm. They played exceptionally well, as you know, with Jose Calderon as their starting point guard. Why? He's a facilitator. Isaiah Thomas is not a facilitator. He's 2 of 15 last night from the field. He took the second most shots on the team, right behind LeBron James, who took 16. There's a part of me watching last night that for the Cavaliers in their long-term viability, do you put Jose back in the starting lineup and you let Isaiah Thomas run with the second group mm-hmm. and kind of do what he needs to do? But that's for the Cavaliers to figure out. As far as what the Raptors figured out, they figured out that second unit, I thought, and it was something that Leo Routens and I talked about before the game, if they brought press, you know, they pressed, if they got into them, you know, they could have a major impact. And then ultimately, Jeff, you have to make shots. Mm-hmm. And the Raptors made shots. There was a stretch where they weren't early on making wide open threes, but they kept at it. The second unit kept at it. And they got a lot of runouts, and they fueled their offense from their defense.
There were so many instances in that first half, and we talked about Isaiah Thomas, where I thought that the correct word to describe this, Matt. I don't know. I wouldn't say he was dominated necessarily by the Raptors' length, by DeLon Wright, but he was certainly thinking twice and on a couple of occasions changed his shot simply because he had guys in his face, guys longer than him. And you know what? I realized at that point, he's a great player, but he's also like 5'9". And I got the impression that at some point one of the Raptors' coaches said that, you know, hey, he's a great player. He's also 5'9", though. Use your length on him. Yeah. And it seemed to work.
Well, absolutely. I think that's one of the things when you look around the NBA and you look the way the game is going, teams like Boston, they have a tremendous amount of length. I think when you can have that, especially at the point of attack with DeLon, I think that becomes crucial at both ends of the floor. But then also, you know, you have a player like, you know, Fred VanVleet that really works well within that matchup against Isaiah Thomas, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you have both he and DeLon on the floor, that can open up, you know, things for Fred. And that's something that, you know, that was something that the Cavaliers just didn't have a combination like that last night. And it's going to leave, you know, certainly the Cavs scratching their head about what, you know, they need to do in order to right the situation. You know, for the Raptors, it's a great bounce back game. There's a couple of things to me that stand out. Number one, the game plan, and understandably so for the Cavaliers, take out DeMar DeRozan. To DeMar DeRozan's credit, and this gets lost in everything, Jeff, he was a facilitator last night. And there was a stretch where I thought he would end up with 10 assists. He ended up with 8 assists. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it had to do where, you know, you really didn't need him on the floor. He played 29 minutes. And so in the first half, he really, you know, was a willing passer. How many times, and it speaks to what you and I have talked about in the past, what has been a major conversation in the past about DeMar in the playoffs, not forcing it, trusting others. You saw all of that last night. That, to me, is a major storyline where he was a willing passer, a facilitator, and it speaks to the growth of his game. And then he came back in the second half and knocked down, you know, a couple of big threes. Then also the dominance of Jonas Valanciunas. And how much conversation have we heard about, you know, is there a place for JV in the game? Well, last night you saw that there is a place. The activity then of the bench and all these things coming together, along with CJ Miles making some threes, it was really the best of the best of what you could expect from a Raptors team, especially considering they're without two starters.
You know, watching the Cavaliers last night on defense, I mean, there were a couple. There was that blow by DeLon Wright. I mean, if DeLon wanted to, he could have reversed and kind of gone through the team a second time. I mean, you've seen the Cavaliers a lot. I know you've seen them in person. Obviously, you've seen them on TV. What explains this? Their lack of. I mean, it's almost lack of defensive intensity more than anything else. And it's not the first. You know, it's not the first time it's happened this year.
No, it's not. You know, a couple of things. You know, I think that the second unit of the Raptors really surprised him. Number one, going into the game, when you look at their numbers, they're one of the top five, as are the Raptors, scoring teams in the NBA. But defensively, they're not a high-end defensive team. Mm-hmm. When you look at, you know, their best defenders, their best defender is LeBron James. Now, I thought Jay Crowder would be able to help them. In situations, that has not, you know, necessarily played out totally. But they're not an elite defensive team ranked in the top 10 in the NBA. And so, you know, they're a team that wants to outscore you. They want to, put points on the board. I thought the Raptors did a great job of keeping them off the three-point line early on in that game. It's a team that averages, 33 three-point attempts. Jeff, and last night they ended up with 26, and so many of those were late, in that game in the fourth quarter. So it's not a team that is known to lock you down. And that, when you look at the Raptors and you start thinking about identities of a team, you know, this is a two-part team with respect to an identity for the Raptors. You have that first unit and what they provide, and then what the second unit brings to the table. And I think that this is really important as you look down the stretch of the season, because it reminds me of a 50-win team that Hubie Brown coached in Memphis when he had his top unit with, Pau Gasol and Jason Williams and, Shane Battier, not necessarily known as an elite lockdown defensive team, although Shane Battier gave you everything he had. But then he brought in a second unit that was fueled by Earl Watson and James Posey, and they played two different styles, and teams really struggled with that. And we're starting to see the development of that, and I think that that is something to watch for.
Does this reinforce, do you think, I don't want to use the word legitimacy, but in the minds of the Raptors players, does that game last night, the result last night, kind of reinforce that all the things that Masai and Dwayne Casey and the coaching staff have been talking about can work in the playoffs?
Well, I think it definitely does. Now, how will it all evolve in the playoffs, right? Will the playoffs become a game like last Tuesday against Miami where it's 90-89 and it's a grind and it's a battle and you got to be able to make shots on a big stage? I thought it was important for, Norman Powell to make shots and OG to make a couple shots and CJ to make shots. Because as we both know, in the past in the playoffs, we've seen Raptor players that the ones that are, not the, the ones that all the lights are on, but, the secondary players, miss open looks. And it's important not to. The one thing I will say that, stands out to me as a concern And you look now and project out, as we like to do, the Raptors last night attempted 13 free throws. Last night, DeMar DeRozan did not attempt one free throw. Mm-hmm. He averages better than 8 a game. The Cleveland Cavaliers attempted 30 free throws, 25 of 30. And when you think of last night and you think about the team that brought the intensity at both ends of the floor, the team that was dominant in the paint, what team was it? It was the Raptors. Mm-hmm. But yet they did not get the whistle. And that's something that is in the back of your mind, if you're a Raptor fan, you think about. As dominant of a performance is, when you get into that postseason, you better make shots, because you don't know if you're going to be able to get to that line the way the Cavaliers are able to get to the line. It wasn't until, I think, what was it, the fourth quarter, LeBron James had played 32 minutes and had not picked up a foul.
He didn't get his foul till the fourth quarter. Yeah.
So that's just something in the back of your mind to think about, right? Yeah.
Well, and I also, there was the play in the first quarter where DeMar took, it looked like an elbow, right in front of the official, and no call. And, you know, I don't know how Dwayne, well, you guys are down there. I don't know how close Dwayne came to getting a technical, but he lit into the guy, and it was foul. And I mean, I was looking at this and going, this is an all-star in his home court. You know, that's got to happen.
Well, you know what? I'd definitely be, you know, of the mindset of, hey, as dominant of a performance that it was last night, are there clips that you have that you could say, hey, how is this possible that they end up with 30 and the Raptors end up, with 13?
Right.
It's interesting. But through all that, this is what I like. And you and I have had this discussion before. This discussion has, been out there. You know, DeMar didn't get caught up in the whistle. The Raptors didn't get, the players didn't. You know, let the coaches do that. They just kept playing. They played through everything, right? And I think that that's also an important growth thing. And now what you want is just consistency. You're going to get Golden State tomorrow night. It's going to be their second night of a back-to-back. You know, can you put, and I'm not saying put up 133.
Right.
But can you get that same sort of energy from the second unit? And can you make shots?